Right now, as of this morning, we have around 71 confirmed positive cases, up from 20. And because of our other testing, we're confirming another 34 tests. So we're about 105 positive tests at SUNY Oneonta, which is about 3% of the total student and faculty population that are on campus at SUNY Oneonta this year. As a result of the increase of tests, a positive test for COVID, we are going to be closing the SUNY Oneonta campus for 2 weeks for instruction, and we will assess the situation working with the state and local health departments after 2 weeks. I want to thank the governor and Commissioner Zucker. They've deployed case investigators and contact tracers to help with the situation, and the state is deploying a SWAT team to come into the Oneonta community to set up 3 rapid results testing facilities so that any resident of the Oneonta community can be tested. It's a 15-minute test. The hotline will be, and the locations will be released on Monday, and we will start testing on Wednesday because many of the students, of course, live off campus. There's a lot of interaction in the community. There's a private college nearby, so we want to manage any potential spread and address it immediately. But we're taking this action because we think it's necessary in order to show folks that this can spread quickly and we have to address it quickly. And the other piece that we wanted to mention, because the governor mentioned it, we understand students are coming back. We understand people want to party, but individual responsibility plays into the collective good. So your individual actions have enormous consequences on everyone else in your college community. 5 students in Oneonta have been suspended for holding parties against the college policy. 3 organizations, campus organizations, have been suspended. And that goes along. We're going to be tough on those students, not because we want to ruin their fun, but this is a different time. And this goes to what other campuses have been doing. We had to suspend 43 students at SUNY Plattsburgh for similar things because we have to address this during the new normal. So we will be doing that today, and we're going to meet with the local community leaders and the school to go discuss that at 1 p.m. today.